This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing police and fire officials preparing for tomorrow morning's 9/11 memorial service at Wentworth Park. Fire Chief Tom Cochran tells WILS's Tony Connolly how shocked he was when he first learned about what happened 9 years ago tomorrow.
Just an unbelievable event to think that these evil people could perpetuate something towards innocent people. It's just amazing.
The airline industry seeing dramatic changes since the September 11th attack. Capital Region International Airport spokesman Bob Colt tells WILS airline service has dropped sharply.
We had 9 airlines at the airport flying to and from Lansing. Today, there really are only 2, Delta and United. Others have collapsed in bankruptcy or merger.
Lansing-based Symmetry Medical planning to expand operations in the capital city, creating 160 new jobs in the next 5 years. Mayor Virge Bernero tells WILS's Jack Ebling that the city had some competition.
We were competing with Indiana and Malaysia, and we've got them here in Lansing, Michigan. When I say we have some of the most productive and talented workers in the world in Lansing, it's not just hype, it's the reality.
And construction of the City Center 2 project in East Lansing is again delayed due to financing. The $112 million mixed-use complex to be located at Abbott and Grand River, covering 5.5 acres, now slated to begin construction early next year. The City of Lansing holding its 9/11 memorial service tomorrow morning at Wentworth Park. Although the mood will be somber, Fire Chief Tom Cochran tells WILS's Tony Connolly the capital city's memorial is one of the best in the country.
Parade magazine selected the City of Lansing's September 11th memorial as one of the 10 in the country that they're honoring.
A public hearing is now set for September 20th on a City of Lansing snow ordinance involving fining homeowners who do not clear their sidewalks. Councilman Eric Hewitt talked to WILS at yesterday's city council meeting.
Instead of this being a civil infraction, meaning that it would go to a court for adjudication, so if you wanted to fight the ticket or felt that the allegation was not appropriate, you would have a different process.
Parents of students at Explorer Elementary School in Williamston are receiving more information this week on the building's recent mold outbreak. New district superintendent Narda Murphy tells WILS the cleanup work was extensive.
The building is immaculate. I mean, it's very, very clean and it smells great, and statistics show that we're fine.
And Grand Ledge Representative Rick Jones tells WILS he may need to reintroduce a proposal to ban medical marijuana clubs next year.
The situation we had in Williamston, where we had a marijuana bar, where people were openly smoking, socializing, getting back into their car and driving away. That I want to stop.
A 9/11 memorial service being held tomorrow morning at Wentworth Park at 9 a.m. The event being coordinated by the Lansing Fire and Police Department. Fire Chief Tom Cochran tells WILS's Tony Connolly that residents are encouraged to join the event.
They'll be marching from the corner of Washington and Michigan down to Wentworth Park. So anyone is there welcome to join us. I think it's a very moving ceremony.
Some Lansing area officials and volunteers who were in New York City right after or even during the attacks look back at the incident. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Pat Anderson from the East Lansing-based Anderson Economic Group was in the World Trade Center when the first plane hit and before he got out alive. Anderson spoke with WILS today.
I was in the World Trade Center Building 3, which is a Marriott hotel in between the first tower and the second tower. And they're all connected, so we definitely felt it.
And some local Red Cross volunteers went to Ground Zero not long after 9/11. Joyce Gingrich described the scene as absolute devastation.
Hard to believe that there were 2 enormous towers that stood in that where that rubble was. Thinking of the people who weren't rescued, it was awful.
And Pam McHenry said she was literally speechless.
As I watched the trucks being filled from the hole, it was hard. You really couldn't say anything.
Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
A September 20th public hearing is now set on a Lansing snow ordinance which would charge property owners if the city needs to clear their sidewalks more than 24 hours after a storm. Councilman Eric Hewitt talked to WILS at yesterday's meeting.
We have the potential of creating a problem for those individuals who are diligent for removing the snow, but yet there's the possibility of the city putting snow from the street back on their sidewalks, and they could potentially be impacted by that.
A local Democratic lawmaker is not sold on Governor Granholm's proposal to try to convince state workers to retire early to save the state money. East Lansing Representative Mark Meadows.
I didn't see anything that was particularly beneficial to the individuals who are remaining in the workforce.
And a 29-year-old Howell woman injured in a rollover crash on westbound I-96 near Lake Lansing Road had already been involved in 2 earlier accidents today, sideswiping a semi-trailer, then scraping up against a guardrail. 911 was contacted, but police were were not able to intercept her in time. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight partly cloudy, low around 47. On Saturday, expect afternoon showers, cloudy, high near 68. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.